Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Clear for Takeoff. My name is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. This week coming up is a big week. We have the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe coming up on the 12th of December, and also the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, which is just a beautiful feast day on December 8th. And so let's get started with our checklist. Number one, do you have time for God? Check. Is your heart wide open for God? Check. Is your Bible open? Check. And are you free of distractions? Check. And if you've answered yes to these four questions, then you and I, my friends, are ready to engage in the Word of God. And this show will be dedicated to the intentions of our Blessed Mother Mary. And I want to thank you once again, my friends, for tuning in with us today. Let's get started on our first reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 35, verses 1 to 6 and verse 10. The desert and the parched land will exult. The steppe will rejoice and bloom. They will bloom with abundant flowers and rejoice with joyful song. The glory of Lebanon will be given to them, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the hands that are feeble. Make firm the knees that are weak. Say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. Here is your God. He comes with vindication, with divine recompense. He comes to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf be cleared. Then the lame leap like a stag. Then the tongue of the mute will sing. Those whom the Lord has ransomed will return and enter Zion singing, crowned with everlasting joy. They will meet with joy and gladness. Sorrow and mourning will flee. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the first reading from the prophet Isaiah, we're given a great message to be strong, to fear not. Here is your God. And this is the confidence that you and I need, my friends, in daily life. To not be afraid, but to move forward one day at a time with great confidence, great zeal and enthusiasm, great power and passion for life, because God is at the helm of our lives, and it's powerful. And God calls us to a strong relationship with Himself. He says that He will vindicate us. There will be divine recompense, and He comes to save you and I. And He proved that up on the cross 2,000 years ago, my friends, when He became truly the victim. You know, and through the life, death, and resurrection of Christ, we are given access to eternal life and salvation. But the Lord tells us that the eyes of the blind will be open, and the ears of the deaf will be cleared. So I pose the question to you and I, my friends, are you and I seeing clearly, or are we blinded by other things? Are we distracted by other things? Are we on board with what the Lord is telling us to do, or are we finding excuses? Do we hear clearly? Are we listening? Are we attentive to what the Holy Spirit tells us? Are we reading the Word of God and interpreting it properly, applying it to our daily lives? Or do we neglect the reading of the Word of God? Objectively speaking, my friends, how much time each week are you and I giving to the Word of God? How much time do we spend not only in church but outside the church walls engaged within the Word of God? Because God wants us to be close to Him. And He says this once again, that the eyes of the blind will be opened. And I can tell you from my own spiritual journey that God opened my eyes. I was spiritually blind for the early part of my life. No doubt, although I believed in Christ, there were many times when I went in different directions. And God called me back, and He opened my eyes. And like a blind man who can see for the first time, I too can understand what it is to be spiritually blind. And God gave me the inner spirit truly to help me to propel forward and to get on board with the Word of God and the instructions that God has given us through His Father's Word. And it's powerful. But we want to acknowledge the fact that the Lord says that they will meet with joy and gladness, and sorrow and mourning will flee. So the joy of the Lord is very prominent. It's available to all of us. And it will replace the sorrow and the mourning, which will depart. God calls us to a closer relationship with Himself. And these are the benefits, my friends, that we will have peace, we will have joy, we will have vindication and recompense. We will truly, you know, be in a position where God will save us. Isn't that the zone that you and I want to be in, my friends? But He calls us to a higher standard, and to get there, we have to basically move God up to a higher priority. Make Him number one. We have to submit to Him and allow Him to direct our lives. Let's go to our second reading from the book of James, chapter 5, verses 7 to 10. And here it is. Be patient, brothers and sisters, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and late rains. You too must be patient. Make your hearts firm, because the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not complain, brothers and sisters, about one another, that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing before the gates. Take as an example of hardship and patience, brothers and sisters, the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in our second reading from the book of James, He calls us to be patient until the coming of the Lord. One of the great challenges for human beings is to be patient. And I remember many years ago, it was 1984, and I was on the airport at John F. Kennedy Airport up in New York as a co-pilot, and we were number 63 for takeoff. And I know that only one airplane can depart every 2 minutes. Every hour, 30 airplanes. So we had over a 2 hour taxi delay as we were departing for Buffalo, New York. And while we were taxiing, it required great patience. And there are many times in aviation, my friends, when patience is a virtue. I remember coming back from Berlin, Germany, after the bombing of Pan Am 103. A couple years later, working in Berlin, we were traveling home from Berlin to Frankfurt. And in Frankfurt, there was a bomb scare. And about 2,000 people had to exit the terminal and then re-enter through the security point and clear security once again. It took great patience. It took over 25 hours to get home and multiple connections. But in life, God calls us to many different things that require patience. I know in married life, as a husband and father, grandfather, requires great patience, great understanding, great compassion, and great time, quality time spent with the family. But patience is a virtue. And sometimes we're too busy to have enough patience to get the job done. So today we pray for you and I, for patience, to look at life a little bit differently and follow in the footsteps of St. James, who calls us to be patient. In fact, he says, you too must be patient. It's not an option. We require patience to do exactly what God asks us to do, to become the men and women, the children of God that God calls us to become. And he goes on to say, make your hearts firm, because the coming of the Lord is at hand. So we want to be one heart in Jesus Christ. We don't want to be up and down, back and forth. We want to be stable and convicted. We want to be finishers, focused on the task at hand. We want to be truly falling in love with God. He is our best friend, our number one priority. We submit to him. But it requires patience, a firm heart, where we're not wavering, wandering like a boat in the sea on the waves, up and down, up and down. God calls us to be disciplined, to be stable, to be passionate, and to share what we are given in the blessings from the Lord. God calls us to not complain about one another, that you too may not be judged. And we know, my friends, that in life, human beings will complain about everything and anything. But we have to take a look at the glass. Is the glass half empty or half full in your eyes? Are we thankful for the blessings that we have? Or are we always wanting more and more and take for granted the things that we have? I remember a woman who lost her arm to a methamphetamine infection in her left arm. And she had an amputation. She was in the WINGS program. And this woman went on to lose her son also to methamphetamine. But after her arm was amputated, she continued life with one arm. And, you know, when you have a working arm, it's a beautiful thing. And so we want to look at what we have left and what can we do with my two legs, my one arm, with all of my assets that God has given me, versus looking at the loss of that one arm only and feeling sorry for myself, but changing things around, turning things around, looking at the positive versus the negative and going on from there. And I remember my uncle, who had a double amputation due to diabetes. He was able to find humor in moments of a crisis. And he said to me, you know, what am I going to do, Joey? They're going to take my leg. It's my destiny. I'm going to lose my leg. And he said, but on the positive side, when I go to the foot doctor after I have the amputation, they're going to give me a 50% discount. And he found some humor in a time of crisis and was able to put a smile on all of the family who were there at the hospital at that time. It was amazing. And he went on to say this 8 months later, after he lost the second leg, he said, you know, I'm doing pretty well now. I'm walking with a walker. I'm okay, you know. And in fact, I have this desire to go skydiving now. I said, why is that, Uncle? He said, well, you know, because when I hit the ground, it won't hurt my feet. And if I ever decide to get married and pull out at the last minute, no one will think that I have cold feet. And once again, he was able to find humor and put a smile on people's faces during times of crisis. He had a double amputation. And St. Padre Pio says this. He says, serve the Lord with laughter. And my uncle Alphonse had the ability to make people laugh in times of crisis, in times of an argument. He was able to turn things around. One of the great gifts that he had, and many people have, is the gift of laughter, humor, and medicine for the soul. And God calls us to, my friends, once again, to not complain about one another so that we're not judged. Very often we're judging other people, especially those who have more time, who are retired, and who are watching what other people are doing day in and day out. God calls us to not judge, because he is the only judge standing by the gates, as St. James tells us. He says, behold, the judge is standing at the gates. Jesus Christ is the only judge, my friends. And we have to remember that and to reserve judgment, to teach generically the things that God calls us to teach, the morals, the values, the ethics, and biblical principles, but to reserve judgment, but to teach in an educated way, a logical way, focusing on the Word of God as the root of all great decisions, but to reserve judgment on other human beings, but to teach generically with power, zeal, and enthusiasm, with great passion for what God calls to be the right way to go in his eyes. This, my friends, is something very important, and we have to do whatever we can to continue as great teachers, great preachers, great confessors, great homilists, and these are the gifts that God has given you and I. Whatever your gifts, remember, my friends, to share those gifts with other people, but once again, to reserve judgment. And there are some harsh messages that we need to get out today about traditional marriage and family life between one man and one woman. We need to talk about the life issues, abortion, partial birth abortion, embryonic stem cell research versus adult stem cell research, the death penalty, euthanasia. I remember going to more than 100 schools with these kinds of topics of discussion and working with other organizations and other people to bring those messages across to the youth in high schools throughout Bucks County, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia County, Delaware County, Montgomery County, Mercer County, and to bring a great message to the youth to help them to avoid these kinds of tragedies, as well as sexually transmitted diseases, births out of wedlock, early pregnancies. For many years, working with other, you know, great individuals who helped to bring that message out, people like Joe Mortimer from Voices for the Unborn television show on PHL 17 and Bill Miller, our host of Voices for the Unborn here at Holy Spirit Radio, and working with other people at the Bucks County Pro-Life Coalition and many other great organizations who are dedicated to some of those topics of discussion that are sensitive issues, but important issues that God calls us to get right. The work is endless, and we have much work to do, my friends. Remember, we teach generically, and we reserve judgment, but we continue to teach with passion, with zeal and enthusiasm for what God says to do and what he says not to do. Let's go to our gospel reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 2 to 11. And here it is. When John the Baptist heard in prison of the works of the Christ, he sent his disciples to Jesus with this question: Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? Jesus said to them in reply, Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me. As they were going off, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine clothing? Those who wear fine clothing are in royal palaces. Then they did go out to see a prophet. Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet, this is the one about whom it is written, Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you. Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel of Matthew today, we are given a beautiful message about John the Baptist and his ability to prepare the way of the Lord, to bring forth a pathway of excellence, of cleanliness, of purity, and to introduce the Lord Jesus Christ to other people, which is his mission. He says, Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist, yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. So our goal, my friends, is to get to heaven. And the Lord tells us, no one comes to the Father except through me. So our goal is to get closer to Jesus and to be right with Jesus, to be one with Jesus. He is more than a prophet. He is the Son of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And we are told, Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you. And this is important, my friends. The Lord has done many things. The word from Matthew makes it clear. Jesus said to them in reply, "Go and tell John what you hear and see, that the blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them." This is important. These are the miracles of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faith increasers, helping not only the apostles, but the people who walked with Jesus. The people who were recipients of the miracles themselves and their families. And through word of mouth, the word spread to many people. And it's clear that the Lord makes this a point of importance. To be told to John, he says, "Go tell John what you hear and what you see." To give him more power to prepare that way that he has to prepare. And the Lord goes on to say this, "And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me." But we know in society today and for the history of Christianity, there have been those who walked away from Jesus. Those who have sold him out. Those who are in opposition to his message of the gospel. Those who disbelieve. The atheists, the agnostics, those who want to be God and will not allow Jesus to take the proper place as number one in our lives. They want to be number one and put God down on the list to the bottom and even off the list. But you and I know, my friends, that we are called to a higher standard. God says again, "Blessed is the one who takes no offense at me." So we are blessed to go in the opposite direction and not be offensive towards God, but to be close to him, to protect the name of Jesus, to defend the name of Jesus, to be one with Jesus Christ and his Father, to be rooted in the Word of God given to us by our Father in heaven and our Lord Jesus Christ, given to us as instructions on how to live our lives here on earth. My friends, we are called to share the love of God, the peace of God, to those who are offended by God. So when people disagree with you and I, we need to continue to love one another, to love our neighbors as ourselves. And the second greatest commandment is to love one another. And when we're doing that, my friends, we can do no more than bring the peace of God, the love of God, through the Word of God, into the hearts and minds of everyone we come in contact with. That's our show for today. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a great day. God bless, and we'll see you next time here on Clear for Takeoff at Holy Spirit Radio. Have a great day. God bless.
You have been listening to Clear for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.